What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and I am broadcasting from the Dread Studio in downtown Summit County, Colorado, downtown Breckenridge. And we've got a great show for you today. We are going to talk about, shocker, the monetary system in the first hour, and basically get deeper into the idea, are we suffering from inflation or deflation? Because if you buy into the notion that we're suffering from inflation, that is what gives credence, meaning inflation, meaning the Federal Reserve is overproducing Federal Reserve notes, and that is the reason why prices are going up. But why don't you have Federal Reserve notes in your bank account and in your pocket? Most people I talk to don't have enough Federal Reserve notes, and they certainly don't have enough Federal Reserve notes to pay their debts off. Their debts exceed the Federal Reserve notes available. So we're going to get into that in the first hour, and then in the second hour, we are going to have a Lakota Indian shaman in, and he's somebody who's spiritually awake, albeit he's also having to survive in the Matrix. And that becomes very difficult when you don't want to participate in evil, the evil that is financed through the Federal Reserve System. Mountain hours are clean money. Mountain hours are the local currency, which has never financed a war. It's never financed a bank bailout. It's never paid for genocide. Why would you possibly prefer using Federal Reserve notes over clean money? You've got two options now. If you live in Summit County, you can choose to participate in the genocide money, the dirty money, or you can choose to start using the benevolent money, the money that frees you from debt servitude, the money that pays for organic businesses. The organic money pays for organic food. The organic money to pay for organic security, meaning the organic sheriff, once the organic security works for the people, then they will protect the people instead of participating and supporting and enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. So, we're at a difficult time in the world where there's not enough money that people are having very difficult times, so there's a lot of fear out there. Well, this show isn't buying into the fear. I don't buy into the fear. I will not participate in it. The Creator created abundance. We have everything that we need to succeed and have abundance and achieve greatness. It's time for mankind to evolve, get away from this materialistic, ego-based society which creates genocide and unnecessary competition between brothers and sisters. It's time to unify the soul of mankind, which has been purposely kept warring upon itself. So I will be right back after this break. Thank you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
The Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. I'm here to help repeal the deficit. The deficit of spirituality, the deficit of understanding, the deficit of love, the deficit of compassion, the deficit of abundance, the deficit of truth, the deficit of health. And all of those deficits have been engineered through engineered scarcity by those who control the monetary system in the existing arrangement. All of the money is created by a private bank as a debt with interest. That if that interest then compounds, grows exponentially, and it outpaces the people's capacity to produce value that meets that exponentially compounding debt. It just keeps growing, and essentially that is mammon. And we continue to throw our lives, our time, our souls, and our energy to pay for this compounding debt, which is completely unnecessary. We can produce money, and we are producing money. This isn't a theory. This is a fact. Summit County, Colorado, now has approaching 60 businesses which accept Mountain Hours local currency. And I signed up 3 businesses this morning in Frisco, 2 restaurants and a promotional items, an award store where they do engraving of awards and those sorts of things. So this is growing, and the reason it can grow is we pay the members to be in the network, in our circle of trust, our usury-free currency cooperative. They participate, they get paid, and that gets to, how does this make any sense if you've come to believe that we are suffering from inflation, meaning there's too many Federal Reserve notes being processed. And because there's so many Federal Reserve notes in circulation, that is the reason why gold and silver and commodities of oil and food, et cetera, those prices are all going up. Well, if you buy into that idea that we are suffering from inflation, overproduction of Federal Reserve notes, then it would make no sense whatsoever for us to create more worthless fiat paper when we already have too much worthless fiat paper. And that is a unique selling proposition of this show because, you know, if you turn on to the mainstream media, they will say, oh, we're suffering from inflation, food prices are going up, gasoline prices are going up, the cost of living, et cetera, et cetera. And just because prices go up, that does not mean that that's caused by inflation, overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. It can be caused by, for instance, if Iran saber rattles and says it's going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz so that no oil can flow there, the price of oil would go up. If that spike in price did not go up as a result of overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. It couldn't be. It was instantaneous. The news report, as soon as that news would be released on a fundamental basis, that's what would cause that oil price to spike. Similarly, they call that engineered scarcity. So that could be done where it's engineered, where, say, these same entities which control all sides of wars and they finance governments as puppet states, and although they appear to be deep adversaries because, just like in all-star wrestling, they're very angry in the rhetoric and they sound very mean, and sometimes they actually physically fight each other. You know, sometimes, you know, Israel and Iran actually might fight each other. That doesn't mean the leaders of both those nations aren't puppets in the exact same way that, let's say, Saddam Hussein was on the bankroll to the United States, or Osama bin Laden was on the bankroll as a CIA operative during the Mujahideen, where basically the insurgents, the freedom fighters, as Ronald Reagan called the Taliban, when the United States was using them in a proxy war against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. So these conflicts are engineered because the same entities finance both sides. And why would somebody be so, why would they do that? That's so mean. Aren't they patriotic? No, that's the exact point. They are not patriotic. They have no allegiance to any nation. They don't have any allegiance to any people except themselves. And the more war there is, the more expanded war budgets there are due to war, and they're the ones that profit off the interest on the increased national debt as a result of the expanded war budgets. So these entities finance both sides of war, even the really so-called good wars, the really good ones like World War II, for instance. The bad guys finance both sides. So they build these guys up, just like, you know, Ronald Reagan was declaring the Taliban freedom fighters. In the same way, Adolf Hitler was built up in the U.S. media. He was actually Time's Man of the Year. You could look this up. This is all factual. Check it out. Check it out. Time's Man of the Year. Saddam Hussein, there's pictures of Donald Rumsfeld shaking hands with him, doing arms deals, because they were he was our guy fighting Iran. And that's how this game is played. Manuel Noriega was the war prior to that in Panama. So anyway, I'm getting off topic here, and our topic is in this hour, inflation or deflation. Is there overproduction of Federal Reserve notes, or is there underproduction of Federal Reserve notes? So let's take our sources of truth. The sources of truth in the mainstream media and in 99% of the Patriot media, they all say that there's overproduction. That's the reason why gold and silver are going up, is because these countries keep having bailouts, overproducing Federal Reserve notes. so that is the reason why prices are going up of commodities. Well, if that was the case, how come either digitally in your bank account or in your pockets physically, you don't have Federal Reserve notes there? If they're being overproduced so as to cause these price increases for the local farmer or whatever, if these prices are all going up, how come? If they're going up, I agree they are going up. It's the cause of them going up. Why don't you see increased numbers of Federal Reserve notes? It's that analogy is that it's Weimar Germany or Zimbabwe where they have million-dollar notes. We are inundated with Federal Reserve notes, and that's the reason. But the reality, so the TV and the radio is telling you one thing, but your pockets and your bank account are telling you an entirely different story. So do you believe what's in your pocket and your bank account, or do you want to believe something just because something's on TV or on the radio? Obviously, that doesn't make it true. That's the whole point, is are they acting as agents or unknowing or willing or whatever the case may be? Ultimately, they're giving you the wrong truth. So why are you listening to them about anything, about the most fundamental thing? If we focus on the money, focus in the same way that we take a magnifying glass on a sunny day and we can take a piece of paper and focus that energy and burn a hole through a piece of paper. Remember doing that as a little kid? I'm sure most everybody listening has done that. Well, if we can do that, what if we focus our energy in the exact same way? And I want to get some callers on this. If there's anybody out there with worthless fiat paper, worthless Federal Reserve notes, would you please go ahead and send them my way? As soon as I say that to people, they immediately, no longer are these worthless pieces of paper, worthless pieces of fiat paper. It's the truth. You know, facts are stubborn things. They are actually worth more, not worth less. They are worth more. And this guy named Thomas Jefferson backs me up because he explained how the engineer the supply and manipulate the supply of currency, this guy Thomas, right? He predicted how the bankers would engineer foreclosures, 240 years ago or 210 or whatever. So the quote is, I'm sure many people have heard this, but if you haven't, listen to this because this is one that is extremely profound. It's a truly excellent quote. So here we go. If we allow private banks to issue the public currency, meaning the Federal Reserve is a private bank issuing not just currency for a bunch of private banks, they're issuing a public currency for all the people to use. First, through inflation, then by deflation, we shall wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. So again, from the top, if we allow private banks to issue the public currency, first through inflation, then deflation, we shall wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. So let me give you a historic example of that. Everybody's familiar with the Roaring Twenties. There was abundance. Everything was crazy. They had the, I'm trying to remember what they had like, flip-flop girls or whatever. there's a certain dance. I can't think of what it was. A lot of this, if you watch the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, it's all in there, where basically there was abundance. Everybody had money. And everybody felt there was prosperity. You could just invest in the stock market. It was always going to go up, et cetera, et cetera. Because for a very long period of time, it just did go up. And that happens just as a result of creating lots of currency flowing. So we're going to get into this big question, inflation or deflation. We'll be right back after.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Indeed. Why in the world are we here? Surely it's not to live in pain and fear. And the reason why we do live in pain and fear is through engineered scarcity via the existing monetary system. Scarcity of money, not overabundance of money. Is anybody here that's willing to call in and refute this? Please give me a call at 877-488-5350. Let's have a debate as to whether we are suffering from inflation or deflation. And before you get to speak, you know, certainly if you have too many Federal Reserve notes, go ahead and donate some to this broadcast because I certainly want to meet somebody that has an overabundance of Federal Reserve notes because I haven't found these so far. I've been posing this question to people all over, particularly the gold and silver hard money crowd, if there's overabundance of Federal Reserve notes because of worthless fiat paper, would you please go ahead and just give me your worthless fiat paper? Just give it. Give it to me. What's the problem? It's worthless fiat paper, after all. Go ahead and give it away. Again, the number to call in is 877-488-5350. And I would recommend you log that number into your phone. We want to have continuous ongoing conversations because just as the song said, we all shine on. We all shine on like the moon and the stars and the sun. we are created in the image of God. We have amazing capacity to change the world. We all just need to find out what our unique abilities are. And once we have the correct monetary system, which harnesses and empowers the producers, they will have abundance instead of this top-down system where the cabal at the top have abundance by harvesting our energy through the monetary system. I say it all the time. The Federal Reserve notes would have no value without us. We are the producers. We are the dog. The parasitic users harvest our energy. And one of the most compelling demonstrations of that, of this means of enslavement, is on a 30-year mortgage, 20 years goes almost entirely to interest. So on a 30-year mortgage for 20 years, for the first 20 years of that mortgage, you get married and divorce and have a 20-year-old kid for 20 years. That's a long time. It's a third or a quarter of your life. For no reason, you pay interest. Mountain Hours and Ithaca Hours have been, Ithaca Hours have been historically loaned without interest. So imagine getting a mortgage for one-third the monthly cost or one-third the time. Anybody interested in that? Is there anybody in Summit County where the cost of living is one of the most expensive things because it's truly, the world's most perfect ski town, I think it's called? It's just truly beautiful here. And it's great to have so many patriots have come and visited over this past weekend. And they got more than just natural beauty. They got some monetary truth. They didn't see some monetary theory. They got to experience and make purchases and make videos of themselves using a local currency. And not only just using it, they saw new businesses, five of them, sign up right in front of their eyes with people hugging each other, signing up. This is so cool. Buy local, go local, buy local. They got to join this local currency revolution because the producers they deserve abundance. They work hard. They produce something that the world wants, that their friends and family and neighbors want. So why is it that they don't have abundance? Why don't they have lots of Federal Reserve notes? So we're having a debate. Again, please do call in 877-488-5350. I know the word's out there. You turn the nightly news on, and it shows that we're suffering from inflation. Could it be that they're lying? Could it be that they're confused? Could it be that they're on the dole? Because as long as we embrace the idea that we need gold and silver as the monetary reform solution, well, guess who has all the gold and silver, or the majority of it? I have gold and silver, but just like I have gasoline in my gas tank, doesn't mean I control gasoline. Everybody would recognize that large multinational corporations control that cartel, OPEC, et cetera, et cetera, big oil. In that same way, just because you have gold and silver doesn't mean you control gold and silver. No more than, just because a company refines oil doesn't mean they control the petrodollar or oil in any sort of way. So we need to break this conditioning, this socialization that we're so suffering from inflation. And please do, anyone, I'm not going to get callers because who's going to say that, we have too many Federal Reserve notes? I'm driving a car that's got 130,000 miles on it, right? So how can you possibly say that you're suffering from too many Federal Reserve notes? I go pay my debts, because if you put the whole world into debt, as the parasitic usurer has, all of the nations are in debt, or the major ones, the ones that have a debt and usury-based money system, they're all in monstrous debt. And as those debts grow, they consume a greater and greater portion of those national budgets. And then what gets squeezed out? The people do. The people lose their benefits, so the banker media then just says, you know, what form of austerity do you want? Do you want to pay higher taxes, or do you want diminished benefits? All the while, we pay $500 billion just to service the national debt, which is greater than all of the expenditures on discretionary purchases. So it's like one of the largest portions of our budget goes to interest on a debt, on money that was created, it just invented. Well, if the money's just invented, why not just have the people invent the money, the producers invent the money, and do it without an interest-bearing debt? That is the revolution. That is the difference, a ground-up revolution. We will be right back after this break. Bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous fractions, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. Yo.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden, and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Once again, that is former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating that there is no agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. All right. There it is. You know, fundamentally, anybody would recognize that in a corporation or your business, if you're a business owner, Whoever controls the money, the checkbook, in a corporation, they effectively control that company. In your household, you know, if there's a husband and wife or whatever the situation may be, whoever has got control of the checkbook has control of that entity, that household. And what's different with the Federal Reserve is that, you know, in a household, one or two, or both of the members of the household of the corp, they have to produce a product in order to bring income into that checkbook. The difference is with the Federal Reserve is they can, you know, just create whatever amount of money they wish to or not create it. And that's the whole idea, is they don't create enough to circulate on Main Street. The currency in the economic circuit of Main Street, just like an electrical circuit, there's not enough currency floating through the electrical circuit on Main Street. And when there's not enough money on Main Street, if you're the parasitic usurer who's enslaved mankind through this monetary system, if the people are unable to pay their debts because money is scarce, they're the ones that confiscate all of the collateral when we can't pay for it. So in exchange for their invented book entries, they repossess all of the producer's assets. That's how this con works. I like to describe this con as a street hustle in a three-piece suit. And, you know, again, we're looking for callers. Can I please get one caller that wants to take the position that there are too many Federal Reserve notes? Can I please get one person to call in, 877-488-5350? I'm sure they're out there. All you gold bugs out there, that you're in the position that we need to get into hard money, gold and silver, and because we then have hard money, no matter how many worthless pieces of fiat paper the Federal Reserve creates, that will protect us, right? And I do have gold and silver to protect me against the manipulations, but I want to get one of those people that believe that gold and silver are, that, you know, gold is money. Gold is money, right? Well, that's based upon the idea that it holds value, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you bought gold and silver in 1980, at its high, I believe it was $1,000 or $1,200 at the time, silver went to $50. Well, if you bought it in 1980 at $50 silver, you would be upside down. For 30 years, you'd be upside down. Everybody understand that? Just because you bought gold and silver, you traded your Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver, bought silver, you would be upside down. Like, I think silver is now at, I don't know, 35 or whatever the case may be. So depending upon the timing, it goes up and it goes down, just like the value of Federal Reserve notes themselves. And the parasitic usurer's real scheme of asset conquest, its means of conquesting nations, is actually cutting the supply of money off, not over and overproducing money so as to make their debts worthless. You know, why would you do that if you're the entity which has gotten the entire planet into unpayable debt? Why would you make it easier for them to pay their debts off? They certainly do not do that. It's not in their interest to do that. They set up a scheme which allows them to confiscate all, theft through cover of law, of all of the people's assets, the things that they produce, things of real value that you can use, that people want to purchase, et cetera, et cetera. And what did they do in order to capture those things? How did, through theft through cover of law, what did they produce in order to get those things? So I want you to linger on that question. What did they produce? What did the Federal Reserve produce in order to conquer, capture those things? And, you know, by the way, in 1933, when the United States was bankrupted and the sovereignty of the U.S. corporation was usurped, meaning the United States went into bankruptcy, and when any entity is in bankruptcy, the creditor is the sovereign. The creditor makes the big decisions. The creditor is where the gold got turned over to, meaning FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. You can look on the executive order yourself. Facts are stubborn things. Look it up. The United States was on a gold and silver system. It was on a gold system until 33, physical gold circulating among the people. Then it got off in 1971, and basically our coins had silver in them at varying percentages up till 1969. 64, it was 90%, and then after it was just in half dollars, clad coins, they call them. So anyway, the point is during this, prior to the Federal Reserve, the United States had a national debt, and by definition, I heard a new quote recently I want to use, he who pays the piper picks the tune, I think that's what it's called. He who pays the piper, meaning whoever is in control of the money, they're the ones that make the decisions. And that's a universal truth I like to say, is whoever controls the money, that is the government. And we've been brainwashed, there's another universal truth is, the victors publish the history. And the victors have been the parasitic usurers for over 1,000 years. They have financed both sides of war. Just think of the peace movement itself. The parasitic usurer finances the U.S. military-industrial complex, and as it borrows more money to pay for the military-industrial complex, they profit there. So it has some agent provocateurs on the other side, and some of those agent provocateurs are, let's think of them historically, World War II, Adolf Hitler. Stalin is financed by the same people at the same time. So at the time of World War II, Hitler, Stalin, and FDR were all financed by the same entities. Prescott Bush was one of them, the granddaddy of the two boys. So he was an international banker. Surprise. And we're not against bankers, we're not against money, we're not against loans. We will have more lending, more banking, more bank technology. We will have more abundance. There will be more money in your pocket. Join the Mountain Hours Revolution because we've got clean money and has not financed genocide. So anyway, we're going through the present paradigm. The parasitic usurer simultaneously finances the anti-war movement and the radical Muslims, so-called. The reason being is when you can engineer conflict, and then, just the old idea. Rockefeller has a quote that says, competition is a sin. The way you eliminate competition is you finance opposing ideas, opposing dogmas, opposing belief systems. So you simultaneously finance capitalism and socialism. You finance capitalism and communism. You finance capitalism and anarchists, right? Because the parasitic user can dominate any one of those societies, including a society with completely embracing self-government, meaning anarchy. The parasitic user can finance advocates in each of those arenas. They can finance advocates of monetary reform or end the Fed. Just because you end the Fed does not mean you've ended usury. I haven't seen, one demonstration of that is go on to the end the Fed website. If we're looking to abolish usury, that means we have 10-year mortgages because we've eliminated interest from a 30-year mortgage and you can now have it for 10 years. Why is it that most of the end the Fed publications or broadcasts or et cetera, they're not talking about getting rid of 20 years of unnecessary interest on a mortgage? And what a wonderful way to immediately grow strong demand for wages and jobs in the United States. You've got a country that's out of work. You want to fix that? Start usury-free mortgages. That's what we're planning to do here in Summit County. Summit County is going to be known as the laboratory for creating one of the most high standard of living in the country. And that is our goal. That's what we're doing here. This broadcast is simultaneously local so that I could edify the local businesses who join our circle of trust. We want more people to join our circle of trust, our usury-free local currency cooperative. And three businesses which joined today were High Country Custom Impressions. That's in Frisco. They do custom signs, laser engraving, full color sublimation. I'm not sure what that is. Awards, rubber stamps, et cetera, et cetera. And then we had two restaurants join just today. This just happened today. And why is it so easy for them to join? Because we pay them 20 hours, which is equivalent to $200 to be a member of our cooperative, recurring every 3 months. And additionally, let's see if we can get some people from even out of the county. If you know somebody that has a business in Summit County, talk to that business owner, and if you can get them to join, you will make 10 hours in the local currency. So everybody can earn mountain hours either by being a business, and you don't have to be a brick-and-mortar business. You can be over the weekend we signed up, for instance, I'm a pool contractor, and I worked out of my house. I had 2 acres in Florida where I kept all my equipment and bobcats and tractors and trailers. In Florida, it's different than Colorado. You have to dewater the ground because the average sea level is just 9 feet. So when you dig, you hit water. So I had all of my dewatering equipment to, dig, remove the water before you dig the hole so it's dry and you can work. So anyway, all this equipment is there. My business was around for 25 years. I would guess the average brick-and-mortar business was far less than that. So just because you have a brick-and-mortar doesn't mean that it's more stable or more worthy or more anything. They certainly, at that time, have more of an investment, and we honor that. So we're going to set up a means by which to honor that. Well, all three of these businesses are brick-and-mortar businesses, but we want both. We signed up over the weekend a plumber, a carpenter, a painter, a remodeler, an AC mechanical guy. We have enough of tradespeople, and that's our next thing we want to do, is we want to build our first Mountain Hours house and then finance that house with, guess what, an interest free mortgage, so that we can have the first interest-free mortgage in Summit County, because we are going to take on the big problems. We are not afraid of that, because we recognize that scarcity has been engineered through our monetary system, which is meant to keep us down. It's meant to keep them in power, for them to have abundance, for them to create systems that keep them in a state of abundance and us in a state of lack. And that's basically what it's just a form of parasitism. Parasitism exists everywhere on the natural world. You have mosquitoes and ticks and fleas. And that's, just to think of what a dog, like how many, lots of people in Colorado have dogs and cats and whatnot, particularly dogs. I'm a dog lover. But one of the biggest things, when your dog is scratching, it's scratching its fleas. Scratching his ticks or whatever, they are consuming the lifeblood. They're living parasitically off of the energy of the dog. Well, effectively, if the parasite has so much, takes so much of the blood energy of the host, it will eventually destroy the host and kill the dog. And that's what some of these, like Lyme disease, et cetera, et cetera. We are a sick society because of this parasite. again, they live parasitically off of our energy. The harder we work, the more debts we collect, the more energy they collect from us, and it creates abundance for them. And we are trying to trade that up. So anyway, getting back to the businesses that joined, the local aspect of this broadcast is the Breakfast Deli in Frisco, 310 Main Street. Please get out there and check that, and I'll follow up with the other businesses right after the break.
Every day our lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassidy and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah,
it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils from Wall Street banks.
Oh, it truly would be good if the people would get together in the streets, in the hood, and create their own organic, local, usury-free currencies. And then let that currency flow among the producers so that they can have abundance. That's what we're doing here in Summit County. That's what our goal is to create a usury-free, benevolent monetary system which provides abundance for the people, which emancipates them from their debts. And the existing system, as all of the money is created as a debt with interest, it's mathematically unsustainable. The debts always exceed the currency. And whenever the currency exceeds the debts, whenever the debts exceed the currency, it's impossible to pay the debts. And then the people default on those contracts, which were never honest contracts in the first place, because it's impossible for all of the people to pay their debts. All who contract through this scheme of interest, and I know this is hard to take because we've, the victors have published the history for 1,000 years. So in their paradigm, the most important thing is to honor their fraudulent contract. Just imagine that we lived in a society where everybody perceived that it was honest to pay for a Ponzi contract or contribute to a Ponzi contract. It's impossible for everyone who participates in a Ponzi scheme, it's impossible for them to all be fulfilled. So victims are created, and that's what this is all about. So anyway, we've gone an hour now almost, and we've yet to have any callers call in to say that they are inundated with Fed Reserve notes. I'm certainly glad to take your call in the next hour if we can get a hold of somebody. Surely there's all of this information on the TV and in the paper, Patriot media, that we are inundated. We are suffering from inflation of Federal Reserve notes. There's too many of them. Somehow it's Weimar Germany. I haven't seen them, but apparently there's wheelbarrows of cash, Federal Reserve notes, being wheeled to purchase gasoline or whatever the particular commodity is. I haven't seen it, but under the dominant Patriot and mainstream media, inflation is the problem. I haven't seen it. I see higher prices, but I don't see overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. So if anybody out there has too many worthless fiat pieces of paper, please do go ahead, and whether you want to donate them digitally or physically, please send them to this broadcast. This is Mile High Revolution Radio, and you can find us on republicbroadcasting.org. We're at Studio B. We broadcast out of Dread Studios in Summit County. We're in downtown Breckenridge, and we have taken on the imperative that the people have abundance. And we are going to create a monetary system, an economic system, which will rival any on the planet. How are we going to do that? We're going to get rid of the bad rules. Just like Bill Hicks says in this little soliloquy,
good guys who try and tell us that.
Get rid of the bad rules, have abundance.
But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one.